The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today, I am joined here with Dennis Davis, and he is the president of College Place Heating and Air Conditioning in Walla Walla, Washington. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Ben.
So I like to start this off, just like we start off with every other contractor that comes here. How in the world did you get into HVAC?
Well, I'll have to say I got into it kicking and screaming.
Okay.
It was a family business. I grew up with the business. I purposely avoided the business, took engineering in school, and was recruited back into the business during a kind of a tough period. And I've really enjoyed it. It was quite different than I anticipated.
Okay. What different roles have you held within the company since you came into it kicking and screaming?
Well, I was an installer, did a lot of crawl space, attic installations, shop, sheet metal work, and then had just took over more and more responsibility with management and business decisions.
Okay. And what has been your experience with Daikin? When did you first hear about Daikin, and what did your first Daikin install for the company look like?
Well, this is a real... faint memory, but in the 90s, I heard of Daikin and actually installed several Daikin ductless in the early 90s. And then I think Daikin kind of disappeared out of the North American market. And so when it came back again, I got involved with it probably 5 years ago.
Okay.
And have been very blessed.
What has been your experience with just Daikin as you've been growing your relationship with them and even the response that you have from consumers in the marketplace?
Yeah, I'll go with the consumers first. Consumers in our market, our business has been around for many years, and they take a lot of confidence in our business because of our decisions. So selling to consumers has been very simple. As far as my response, my relationship with the Daikin wholesaler has been fun. I felt like they're looking for input. They're looking for a relationship that wants to support us better than I've experienced in the past.
So Daikin has been, you've been using Daikin for a long time. Obviously, we've got some regulatory changes that we're in this transition year in 2024, 2025. We're changing to lower GWP refrigerants, which does mean we're moving to A2Ls. But you started putting in R32 product a while ago. What has been your experience with R32 so far?
It's been flawless. I think because our state, Washington State, was had accepted R32 regulatory, we were one of the first businesses to install an R32 system almost 2 years ago, February of 22. And that particular owner was presented with the option and clamored aboard without any salesmanship. I think he was environmentally concerned, mm-hmm. but I think more than anything else, he was familiar with the transition from R22 to R410A, and he wanted to avoid that transition in the future. Okay. So that was one of the reasons that he chose the R32.
And from your installer's perspective, how was the transition going from 410A to R32?
Very minimal training. Explaining to him the minute differences, and that's all it took. When we ordered the product from our wholesaler, I said, well, we're going to need some R32 in a can too, aren't we? Because this was a 70-foot line set. And they said, oh, yeah, we'll send you one of those too. So that's the only of the 15 or so R32 units we've installed. That's the only one that we've had to add Freon to. The rest of them have been short line sets.
Okay. Tools? Did you guys have to go and reinvest bunch of tools?
We were set up with good tools already, appropriate tools.
Okay. So there was no big transition with the tools that you guys had to use?
Correct.
And the install was very similar as far as your guys doing it. And then as far as service, put that system over 2 years ago. What experience have you had with service?
Zero callbacks.
Okay.
And I've even postponed a meeting with our service techs until they can actually use what the meeting was designed for. So I'm looking forward to probably doing that in the next 6 months so that they're not totally surprised that it has a little different pressure than the R410A.
So one of the things that we do know, again, Daikin started using R32 back in Japan in 2012. So it's been out there for a long time. And we see a lot of adoption throughout the rest of the planet. But here in North America, Daikin announced very early on, we're going R32. We have R32 products out there. Some of the other competitors have announced that they're going 454B. Have you heard anything, or what are your thoughts about the other competitors going with 454B versus R32?
Well, that's what I love about a free country. The more variety that we have, the more we'll learn. I've been aware of the R454B, but I don't know too much about it. I am extremely confident because of the millions of units that have been put in Asia that R32 has been foolproofed. So I'm not anticipating any problems.
Okay. Are you looking for any selling advantages as R32 starts to roll out into the unitary product?
Well, to me, the history is a huge advantage.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of any other words of wisdom that you'd want to share with any of your fellow contractors here in North America as we close out this session?
Well, I've appreciated Daikin's communication, philosophy, relationships, and I'm impressed about the future because of that.
Well, thank you so much, Dennis, for joining us. We really appreciate you being here. For all of you that are out there, I would encourage you to go ahead and like this episode if you'd like to see more episodes like this. And also, please go ahead and follow us so that you can be informed of all of the upcoming episodes that we do have. Thank you again so much for joining us.
Thank you, Ben.